Germany's ruling CDU party has just launched a debate on reinstating military conscription. The mandatory military service would offer young men and women a chance to serve their country. DW political and security correspondent Thomas Sparrow is with me. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. Nice to be with you.
Welcome back. Conscription in Germany was first introduced in the 1950s and it was scrapped in 2011 after being reduced to 6 months from 9 months. Why this talk of it being reintroduced?
Well, essentially because the CDU, the ruling party, wants this to be an opportunity for people to serve in the military and in other areas as well. The German military has been facing various problems in recent years, from equipment shortages to underfunding to problems recruiting people. So that's why the CDU has been trying to at least push this idea forward, which it's important to say, Keith, is only an idea that's being discussed at the moment within the CDU. It's not something that's going to happen in the next few days or few weeks.
Chancellor Angela Merkel, who it's her party, she was chancellor when the military service was scrapped. What's changed since it was scrapped?
Well, obviously, one important aspect that has changed is the international environment, and that's something that has led Germany, has led Angela Merkel and her defense minister Ursula von der Leyen to speak about modernizing the Bundeswehr, talking about taking on more responsibility internationally, but not more responsibility on its own, but more responsibility as part of the EU, as part of NATO, as part of United Nations missions. Those are all goals that Germany has mentioned in recent years. And obviously, that responds to a changing international environment where many see, for example, Russia as a threat, in particular after the situation in Ukraine, or even now where many are not particularly happy about the way Donald Trump has been talking about NATO or even about Germany. That has reinforced the debate in Germany about Germany having a more important military role internationally.
Mm. And Trump has been talking about the spending in Germany on the military. Will bringing back conscription improve Germany's relationship with NATO, which is a US-led alliance?
Well, first, conscription would have to be reintroduced. This is something that will take probably some time, if it happens at all. It's important to stress that this is only a debate, first and foremost, within the CDU. It's something that's going to be discussed later on during their party conference, and they expect to have it in their platform by 2020. But if it did happen, that could certainly change at least part of the dynamic between Germany and the United States when it comes to NATO. And yes, you're right, Keith, when you mention that obviously Donald Trump has been very critical when it comes to NATO and Germany as well there. And that's obviously one of the reasons why Germany has been pushing for this modernization, if you want to call it that way, and has also been saying that they will stick to its goal to spend more of its GDP on defense. Germany currently spends around 1.2 or 1.3%, and the stated goal of NATO is to spend 2% of GDP.
French President Emmanuel Macron has also talked about reintroducing compulsory military service in France. Sweden brought back conscription last year. Is this setting the groundwork for a European military? I mean, we've heard about PESCO. Is there a connection to PESCO with all this talk about conscription?
A broader connection to PESCO, there might be a broader connection to this idea in Europe of having of being more united also when it comes to defence, something that can complement, obviously, the role that NATO does. That's something that Germany has been discussing for quite some time as well. Obviously, France, as you mentioned, too. But all this idea of conscription also has to deal with internal debates here in Germany. And if you look at what other parties here in Germany have been saying, then you would only see, for example, that the AfD, the far-right AfD, has been in favour of conscription. They've been very vocal about that for a long time, whereas some of the other parties in Germany are more sceptical about it. There are even sceptical voices within the CDU. So obviously, first and foremost, I think this is an internal debate in Germany, but one that also obviously has ramifications when it comes to Germany's role in the EU or Germany's role in NATO or Germany's military role in a broader sense when it comes to some of the missions that Germany takes part in.
And has there been any reaction from the German people, particularly the youth in Germany?
Well, that's interesting because a recent poll which suggested that the majority, not a vast majority, but still a majority, supported this idea that was floated by the CDU. That's an idea that was supported by voters of the AfD and not so much or even rejected by voters, for example, of the Greens or the Left party. And that's why some people have even been describing this push, this debate within the CDU as a way of trying to get votes back from the AfD. That's something that was very evident in the most recent elections here in Germany, that the CDU lost votes to the AfD. And that's something that through measures like this, measures that are certainly favourable among conservatives, that they could then get some of those votes that they lost to the AfD in recent elections.
Makes sense. Thomas, thank you for joining us on Inside Europe. Thomas Sparrow, DW political and security correspondent.
Always a pleasure, Keith.